Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 45 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women, and sometimes guests, gather to record topical conversation and then offer it to the masses. Now, the Geek Grills are solely supported by our patrons. You can join them today if you're enjoying our show at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm here with my co-host, The Jen.
Hello!
So, Jen, what's been up in this geeky week?
Okay, so Dills got me to play Heroes, so I've been playing the 2.0 launch, and it's been fun. It's been really, really fun. I've also been playing a lot of Hearthstone, which has also been fun, because I've been playing classes I haven't really played before. I've been doing more painting, and I've got more painting to do for my Wormahordes, for my miniatures, and I'm going to hopefully be joining the Journeyman League, which is cool. So how it works is you go, and because it's a Journeyman League, it gets you started. So you can play with just the battle box, which comes with a Warcaster, and it comes with two light units, or two side units, and then a heavy unit, like a big unit. So I have my Warcaster, and then she has a two-headed dog, and then she has this, like troll creature thing, and then a big old wolf, and he's the major heavy unit. So you can play with just that. And then, from what I'm understanding, as you go on, then your army gets bigger and bigger until it gets to the size of, like, what a lot of the other tournaments play in. So it's, like, a way to get started, but then, like, ease into it, so I don't have to feel like, oh my god, I have to paint, like, 30 models right now to be able to play. I can, like,
right,
start with the smaller amount, because I'm playing a new faction. Back when I used to play before, I used to play Protectorate of Menoth, and I have a ton of them. But I'm playing a new faction, and so far I just have the battle box, but I can play with just the battle box to get started. So I'm doing that, so hopefully next week I'll be able to go and participate in that, and I've been prepping myself for all that stuff. Our D&D campaign, sadly, our DM had to move. He got a it's happy because he got a promotion, but he moved away. So he wrapped up our D&D campaign that we had on Friday nights. So he had, like, a really epic wrap for it, where we ended up fighting all kinds of undead, but there was, like, a really, really crazy, powerful, like, hedge mage dude that basically, or hedge wizard, I don't know, something, but anyway, he made us into our avatars, and then it was montaged, and we were all epic, and we could do all these crazy things. We went, like, Super Saiyan and all that stuff, so it was fun.
Oh, that sounds like loads of fun. Did you get anything really cool in your loot boxes from Heroes?
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot to mention, oh my god, I got so many cool things in my Heroes loot boxes. We should talk about that when we get to discussion, because I have, like, okay, a whole bunch of cool things I got. But yeah, so our D&D campaign ended, so now we're going to be moving over to Pathfinder, because the new DM wants to do Pathfinder, but he can't start for 4 weeks, so we made characters that we're going to be playing for the next 4 weeks, but we're making them Pathfinder and level 12, so oh my god, I just spent, like, 3 hours trying to make a character sheet, because I had to, like, start it at level 1, and then graduated up to level 12, which was crazy. So I had to, like, call in reinforcements and call my friend. Actually, she was on one of our first episodes, my dear friend. She is a huge Pathfinder nerd, and so I called her and was like, please God, help me understand if I'm doing this correctly. And I made a witch. So I'll be playing that. Yeah, exactly. So I'll be playing that starting this Friday. But yeah, and last thing that was exciting this week is it was Little Man's, my Chihuahua's, 5-year pup-iversary. So because I don't know how old he is and I don't know when his birthday is, I celebrate from the day I decided to keep him as my own. So today he had, put a little candle and some wet dog food, and he got to munch, and then he got a pig ear, and, you know, I spoiled the crap out of him, basically. because it was his 5-year pupiversary, as I call it.
You know, first quick look when I saw that picture of the candle sticking out of the dog food and it was on a plate, it looked like a plate of pork and beans with a giant hot dog sticking out of it. What's going on? She's going to be so sorry she fed him that.
No. It's a really good brand of dog food. But what I do is I get him one of the little wet meals as when it's like a special time. I do it on Thanksgiving too, because I feel like when I have a fancy dinner, my pup should have a fancy dinner too. So it's been a busy week.
Yeah, lots of geeky things. I guess we'll talk about Heroes of the Storm 2.0 later. Ups and downs with that right now. Still trying to get my septic stuff sorted out. The county has not been here to inspect and give me a permit, and I'm getting more and more nervous because there's apparently a thing about perkable land where they could basically decide that I can't have a septic system. And homeowners insurance doesn't typically cover land. So I would be the proud owner of a house that I still owe tens of thousands of dollars on that won't have plumbing. So let's just pray that's not what happens.
Yeah, good Lord. I hope not.
Yeah, and then I'm like, really? Please stop telling me. Like, every time I talk to somebody who has experience with septic, I'm like, tell them what's going on. I'm like, hope your land's perkable. I'm like, shut up. I didn't even know that was a thing. I went to the eye doctor. Well, let me see. Sorry, this is all very personal stuff. It's not very nerdy. But I went to the dermatologist and they said, we can't do that. My doctor had sent me there because I have this little cyst in the corner of my eye. And they said, it's too close to your eye. We're not touching it. You have to go to an ophthalmologist. I'm like, seriously? I just paid a specialist copay. Can I get my money back? Like, it's like, wait, there's a thing on my leg. How about that? And they cut that off. So it wasn't a waste. I have some stitches. but I was able to get in.
Thanks
someone
for
canceled
doing
the
something,
deal.
Guys.
Yeah. My best, like, what? Like, it's a yay? A good thing you got something else hacked off? I'm like, well, whatever. It was an annoying cyst, like fibrous thing on my leg that it was just a little bump and it was hopefully harmless. I mean, they sent it for biopsy, so, and I haven't heard anything bad. But it was one of those, like, you'd nick it shaving now and again. It's old people, when you get old like me, let me tell you, weird things start growing. Like, I have a cholesterol deposit under my eye as well that is down under the skin, and when I get the cyst removed, they're also going to take that out. It has a high instance of recurrence, but it's kind of at the, if it gets any bigger, they won't be able to cut it out and cover it up with skin. So at least it'll buy me some time. And if it doesn't come back, great. But if it does, I'll have, you know, however many years of not having this icky, weird looking thing under my eye. So they're going to do that at the same time they do the cyst. It's only going to take a couple days to heal, so that's really good. But I am totally taking a fucking Xanax that day because it's local anesthetic, and then they're going to be cutting around my eye and stitching. Yeah, fun. Fun things I've been doing. I printed us some stickers. I had printed some before. I sent them to at least one of our fans that asked me and gave some away to, like, Beth, our first patron we ever had. I took some to her house. But I was having trouble with the print sheets. I was all pissed off because Avery freaking templates, and then you buy their product and you've got their number in there, and it was off-centering and shit. So I had this, like, I mean, sticker paper's not cheap. And it was already cut out in circles.
I have used Avery like 8,000 times and have never had a good experience with it. So I just started buying the cheap shit. And then I can just buy it from Amazon and recenter it until it works right.
Well, I was having this problem and I wasted a whole shitload of paper and didn't get a lot of good stickers. Well, this week I decided to give it another try. And I went in and I discovered the fix. I fixed it. So now the whole sheet prints fine. And it's like the dumbest thing. Instead of downloading the PDF and printing it, you print from the PDF that is up on the screen after you create it. And then, of course, make sure when you're in your print menu to uncheck fit to page. And those two things fixed it. So that was good. And then I designed some business cards.
That's good. That'll be good for me to know because I think I still have some Avery shit. So maybe when I want to try it again, I'll be able to do it.
Do you have an inkjet printer, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because I have some inkjet business card template stuff. And I have a laser printer, so I can't use it. So I'll bring it to Nerdtacular or something for you. You can have
it. Hooray!
I discovered that when I went to grab my make business cards, I was like, "This one says inkjet. Why did I buy more? Oh, because I was almost out. Why did I buy more? Oh, because I got a laser printer. Fuck." But so I printed some double-sided business cards, and they have like us on one side, our logo, and then the Part-Time Gamers logo on the other side, and I'm really happy with that result. And I have my little like fancy metal business card case in my purse. So, because I forget when I don't have a gig, you know, to carry that kind of thing. And I need to be, you know, when I tell people about the podcast, like be able to hand them a card so they remember.
Yeah, I wish I could have done that because I had somebody at work and I was like, oh, it's a show about this or that. It's like a, damn it. And I could have just handed her a card. And been like, check it out.
And I'll tell you, I had the coolest experience last week. I went to open mic, and there was this guy I hadn't talked to in a long time, and he came over. He's all excited. He wanted to talk to us because we're nerds. And I told him I did this podcast. And I showed him the sticker because it's on my phone case. And he's like, you do a podcast? And he got all excited about it. And that was so cool because normally it's like, a what? What do you do? What's the podcast? You know? So I think it's finally bleeding into like
I'm sorry, what's
normal people's world.
I need to understand. No. Totally.
And what else? Checking out the new Bill Nye show, Bill Nye Saves the World. Holy shit, it's great. Watch it. What else?
Yeah,
oh god, comics.
Sure.
So I don't know if you remember my son Connor had gotten 3 giant long boxes of comics from an estate his ex-girlfriend's mother was handling, and she gave them to him, and I was going to try and sell them off for him, and I've sold a few here and there, but that's a long, daunting process, and these boxes were like a mess, and long boxes are really fucking unruly, so I went and I bought like 6 short boxes and been sorting through and trying to reorganize them a little bit better. And hopefully, you know, I can get the time and gumption to unload some of them. But I found some really cool stuff that I didn't realize was in there. And I'm going to be learning some Marvel history, I think. Because there's these titles from, it was called Amalgam Comics. And they seem to have mixed genres. They've got, like, there's a Bruce Wayne Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic. I'm like, wait, what?
Huh. Wait, who? Like,
yeah, it's got, like, fucking DC and Marvel in it.
Weird.
And then it's under this Amalgam title. And then there's another one. It was, like, Image and Marvel doing stuff together. And so I'm curious about, like, all those property sharing and transfers that I never knew happened. And I've got a pretty good handful of comics with weird shit like that. I just found it interesting. So I'll learn a little bit about comics history while I try to figure out what they're worth.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. Also, can we talk about the comic book that you found that made me snort my beverage when I read it on Facebook?
Oh, which one?
The NASCAR comic?
NASCAR! I was like, what the actual fuck? And I only found that issue, but 2 of them. And I don't remember, like, the driver's name, but it's apparently focused around a driver.
I can't believe it. Like, that's so silly. All right, but hey, you know what? To each their own. That's fine. I'm not going to judge other people's nerditude.
No, you know, lots of NASCAR people. I don't know.
I actually used to watch NASCAR with my dad, so that was like a childhood thing for me. Like, I used to watch the crap out of NASCAR because it would be on, and it lasts for hours, and my dad would watch the whole damn thing. So I guess it was partly just spending time with my dad, but I did, like, know all the drivers, and, like, I had a favorite driver, and then he died, and that was really sad. I was a Dale Earnhardt fan, so when he died, that was That was kind of intense.
Yeah, I should probably find out, like, who that driver is on that comic. And,
yeah, I don't remember because I looked at it.
Maybe try to get it signed if he's around. Yeah. Because I do live in NASCAR country.
That's true. You definitely do. I still thought, it still cracked me up that that's a comic book that exists. But then again, you know what? Like I said, to each their own.
I'm so deep in NASCAR country that there's a race shop that builds cars and shit near here. And sometimes we can hear them test racing, or you can hear the wrenches, like, back on the other side of the road near where the airport is. There's a race shop, and you hear this. And at first we were like, what the fuck is that? Because you hear this, zin, 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 zin. Like, we can sometimes hear the wrenches. Okay, so I guess it's time for the Geek Grapevine. So tell us about the lamb in a bag.
Yeah, and I know. When I first saw the picture, I'm like, what the hell is that? But no, it's actually really, really cool. Yeah, it's a still from the video. So what this is that there was an artificial womb successfully grew a baby sheep. So what happened is the lamb spent 4 weeks in the external womb and seemed to develop normally. So what's interesting about this is they're calling it a biobag. And I like that because that sounds better than external womb, which sounds really weird. But considering
really?
That we just had...
kind of sounds like biohazardy gross to me.
I don't know. It still sounds better than artificial womb. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so it's... basically, the sheep, the baby, the lamb, was put into the bag after, I think, 4 weeks, which is basically, it's the equivalent of a 20-week-old infant. So if that gives you an idea of how early they could potentially put a baby into something like this eventually. Now, what's interesting about this, I guess it's actually more of equivalent to 22 to 24 weeks. Let me clarify that. So it was more like 22 to 24 weeks. 20 weeks is really early. That's usually when somebody checks for gender the first time. But anyway, you know, just coming up on the fact that yesterday was the March for Babies, and I support March of Dimes every year, because about 10% of all babies that are born prematurely, which means that they are born before 37 weeks of pregnancy. And about 6% happen where they're born at or before the 28th week of pregnancy. And that preterm birth is the number one leading cause of death in infants. So this is something that could help a child, a baby, continue to gestate as an alternative to being in, like, the incubators at the NICU, you know? Are they called incubators? I just make that up.
No, that's what it is.
Okay. So I think it's really interesting, and a lot of people are like, are we trying to play God, blah, 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 and I really don't think so, because, I mean, these babies, we do things anyway, at that point, and I think that there's a point at which, it's reasonable to continue it. It's just it's a better way of allowing the baby to continue to develop. I don't know, I think it's really interesting.
It's amazing science. It gives me a little pause about people perhaps using this to further anti-abortion causes with, you know, they're always trying to take that clause about in case of, you know, the health of the mother out of any legislation. And this could
but
be
here's
used
the thing.
To, you know.
At the same time, this is 22 to 24 weeks of pregnancy. At that point, you're well into the second trimester. At 28 weeks, you're moving to the third. 28 weeks is the start of the third trimester. So honestly, if you're talking about using this for somebody, for a child that's in like 25 weeks or even as early as 22 weeks, at that point, it's considered a late abortion anyway. So those abortions are usually only done when it benefits the mother or there's like a medical reason to do so. So I don't know if that would really necessarily impact that. I can definitely appreciate the concern, but I also feel like I don't know if it would really matter because we're still talking about an age that would be a late abortion anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, nobody wants that, but there is that life of the mother isn't simply, I mean, you get preeclampsia and you're going to die, and you have to make this hard decision, and maybe this could, well, I mean, this could definitely make that better, but the danger of removing the claws entirely, using this as, the science to say, look, you never have to have this, is a little daunting, so.
Yeah, I guess I just think about it. Like, one of my little brothers, he was born 2.5 months premature. He weighed a little bit under 3 pounds when he was born. He's 21 years old and healthy now. Actually, I think he just turned 22. Am I right? Is that right? I think so. But, I think about that with the preterm birth and that being like just a cause very close to my heart. I think this is really cool if it would be an alternative for something like him where he would have not had to be. He had a lot of challenges, as a preemie. They develop slower. They can have a lot of hard things that can happen. Now, granted, he plays baseballs in great shape, and he's all good now. But it was
That's
really,
terrific.
really, it was really, really scary when
Oh
he
yeah,
was
because like
born.
lung function is like that one last thing very often that.
You got it. He looked like a little old man because his face was all wrinkly, and your eyes don't grow very much. So he had these big old eyes and this wrinkly forehead. He looked like a little old man. It was hilarious. And since he's blind now, I totally feel it's appropriate to make fun of him. and the fact that he looked like a little old man when he was born. But anyway, kind of a cool story. Interesting science. But like you said, definitely there's always complicated ethics when it comes to advancements in science, and I'm sure that there's a lot of interesting conversations to be had there, definitely.
I'm sure, and I'm sure we'll get to them. So I could have put this in. I'm really looking forward to it, but I figured I'd put it here. Maybe some people shut us off after our news. Free comic book day. Don't forget, free comic book day is May 6th this year. If you go to freecomicbookday.com, you will be able to find some of the comics that will be available through this, and you'll be able to look up your local participating store. So that's just a handy thing to know. It's a couple things I'm really, what?
Oh yes, go ahead. Yes, yeah,
I'm
I'm gonna
really.
go to a store for the first time. I haven't actually been to a comic book store in Tucson since for Free Comic Book Day, so I'll be doing that for sure.
Wow, yeah, it can be really great. I was talking about this on PTG the other day, though. Some stores are kind of crappy and don't do shit. Like they get stuff and they say, "Oh, you can have two." Others like the mine, I go to R&B Comics, my local one, and I think they get all of them. I mean, just tables and tables, and they're like, take them all, go for it. They get ones that are, kind of designed to take into educational institutions and teach them about comics, which is really nifty. Excuse me. I saw that there's a this Grimm Fairy Tales thing I really want to
I read the
lay my
shit out of
hands on.
those.
I hope I get that because there's a
Is
story
there a new one coming?
on the site that says the Grimm
Hmm.
Fairy Tales creative team explain why Grimm's Free Comic Book Day issue is a fresh start with history.
I'm excited because I read the Grimm. I have a whole bunch of them in actual physical form. I have all of them digitally, but I actually have a few physically. I don't own very many physical comics. And Grimm are some of the only ones I have physically.
Yeah, I love the special stuff that comes out, and it's a really good way to find some small titles that you've never seen in
Oh,
my experience.
and what I was going to say about Free Comic Book Day, there's also a Rick and Morty, which I definitely will try to get my hands on. But aside from that, if you don't have a local comic book store and you are a fan of Scott Johnson and his daughter Carter Johnson, they do a Free Comic Day. Free Comic Book Day print every year, where you can get those. They do it for free. You have to go to the Frog Pants website, and usually you can find the Free Comic Book Day link on their website on May 6th, which is Free Comic Book Day. If you go there, you can put in your address, and they will send you some prints for Free Comic Book Day, just little prints that they've each done. And every year I get them, and they're really awesome.
Oh my God, thank you. I almost forgot.
Yes, so that was what I wanted to make sure of. The and. Don't forget.
Don't forget to go to the frog pants.
Oh, yeah. So, the other thing I want to mention, real quick, is Logan, which I really enjoyed, is going to get a black and white theatrical release. So because it did pretty well, I guess on the evening of May 16th, they're doing a black and white release. So I don't exactly know where that's happening, but kind of interesting and could be really cool to go check it out. I think that would be really interesting. And I think that the cinematography would really lend well to a black and white viewing.
I agree. That sounds terrific. So, okay, folks, call to arms. Everybody, go out and tell your friends that Wonder Woman is coming out on June 2nd. It's a month from now, and DC is not promoting it. It's kind of a big deal. I'm really annoyed. Found this article. My friend Dina had posted it, and I know I'm organizing a group of people to go see it. I mean, this is the first major motion picture that's a female hero, and it's just not being treated. And I mean, statistically, you can look side by side at how they've tweeted about it, ads they've taken out, even versus Suicide Squad, which was a bunch of B-list heroes. You know, no one ever heard of anyone but Harley in the mainstream anyway. I mean, this is a mainstream. Everyone knows who Wonder Woman is. Why the hell are they just giving her short shrift?
I mean, it's freaking Wonder Woman. Yeah, go see it. Go tell your friends. It's going to be awesome. Look, you know what? You paid money to go see Batman versus Superman, and it's got to be better than that, right? I mean, she was, like, one of the best things in Batman versus Superman.
Right?
So, I mean, go fucking see it and tell people to go see it. Anyway, yes, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It pisses me off. I don't know. I mean, it would stand on its own doesn't... It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't... I mean, with the budgets they've given all the other movies, I don't know what the problem is. Like, do they want it to fail? I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. I was hoping that this was going to be... I was hoping that the Suicide Squad was going to be the thing that helped DC have the kind of success that Marvel's had. But it didn't. I still enjoyed it, but it didn't. They just missed the mark on things. Like, there's so many opportunities that they have that it's like they just... missed the mark. And this is something that has so much nostalgia for every female that ever reads comic books, even like myself. I'm not a DC girl, but I can get behind her as a Wonder Woman character because she was fucking badass in Batman versus Superman. So why aren't you promoting it? Little girls need heroes too. It makes me so mad.
Like, and I love DC. I am a DC person, so I keep getting annoyed when they keep falling short. And this was their potentially easy in. It already held cachet. It looks like they're doing a great job. So what the fuck? Drop a buck on it. I don't. And yeah, it'll. So DC people, you know, we always get beat up on. Oh, everything is so bad. Well. They're not helping our case here.
Ugh, not at all. Well, that's all right. We're going to go and we're going to enjoy it. And I'm sure we'll do, I'm guessing when we get a chance to see it, we'll do a spoiler and show on that. I'm pretty sure we'll spoil that show and do a chit chat after it comes out for sure. Oh, and that's I think don't plan. We have somebody that wants to join us for that too, don't we? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll make it happen.
That's the plan. And, hopefully you got that audiobook working, because I'm not finished reading the book that I want to send you to read before we do that, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yes, need to read it.
So our main discussion today, we're going to talk about Heroes of Storm 2.0, but honestly, I mean, it's not all that much to cover, even though there was a lot of new stuff, but we're going to talk about other games we're playing too.
Yes.
And, yeah. So I guess we'll start with HOTS. I guess we'll go back to where I asked you. What'd you get in loot boxes?
Yes, I got so many loot boxes. So I really like it. All right, so I want to start with just kind of what I am enjoying so far.
The new loot box thing. Yeah.
So with Heroes of the Storm, the change that they made, nothing changed with the fundamental gameplay. All of that is the same. Of course, there's always been tweaks and patches and adjustments to Heroes and all that stuff, whatever. What they really changed is the progression system in the game and how you get skins and loot and stuff. And for me, I am very happy because what they did is they made it so it used to feel like once you hit level 10 with a character, it felt like you would turn 90 before it would level again. I mean, it was just like, oh my god, I'm never going to level this character again. So, because you can level each hero individually, and then you have an overall player level. So, what I liked is they made it take less XP to level overall, so your heroes level faster. And then, but they also, it's not so fast, because in the beginning, the first time you play a hero, you might, like, finish a game, and then all of a sudden you've leveled that hero four times, and you're like, alright, well, that was cool. So they've adjusted those lower levels a little bit, too, where it takes a little bit longer, so you actually get to enjoy the progression. And then what happens is you get different levels of loot boxes, and the loot boxes, can have, common items, epic items, or rare items, epic items, or legendary items. And they gave us a whole bunch of loot boxes based on the work we had already done in the game and the progression we had already made in the game. But I really enjoy it. I like opening loot boxes. I like the idea of collecting things. Maybe that's because I'm a World of Warcraft player and I like to finish things and I'm a completionist, you know. But I really like the system. I had a whole bunch of loot boxes to open when I first logged in. But even once all those were open, I still have been just playing a couple games here and there and have been getting loot boxes here and there. And it feels really good to get little presents. So I really have been enjoying it.
It really does feel good. Do you have a favorite thing that you got?
Oh, I got a few. So I really like Ariel a lot, and I really like the skins. I bought the demonic Ariel skins already. I had those from before. But I did get the Scarlet Sakura Ariel, which is the pink Japanese with the cherry blossom wings that are like raining cherry blossoms. It's really pretty. And then keep in mind that there's skins, the things that you can get. You can get skins, you can get banners, you can get sprays that you can spray on the map, you can get emotes for the different heroes, you can get announcers that change the announcer voice. I don't know if I said that already. And then you can get mounts. And I actually got a couple legendary mounts. So I actually got I have to look up the name of it. But I got a legendary mount. So I got what is it called? I got the Space Lord Starbreaker mount. And it's neat. Really cool. So I ride that when I'm playing ETC. I ride it around. It's really awesome. And then I got some skins that I really wanted, to be honest. So that was really fun. Like for example, I got some Li Ming skins that I wanted. I got the Thunderstar Princess and I got the Darkstar Princess. So I got a couple variants of the Star Princess skins, which I didn't have any of. And then I got some heroes that I wouldn't have otherwise bought. So that was kind of cool, too. Like, I picked up Zarya, and I picked up, what is his name? I haven't played him yet. I did get the Lost Vikings, which is silly, because I'll probably never play them, but I did pick them up. I got Tychus, who I didn't have. I got Zarya. So I got some good stuff. Some fun stuff to play.
I don't play tons and tons of heroes, so I was missing a whole lot of heroes, and it made it hard to select. One of the things you get is they give you up front like 100 gems, whatever. I'm not crazy about having so many kinds of currency now, but whatever.
That is a little confusing, I will agree.
Yeah, but they have these packs, and you can pick one, and you get 20 heroes in it. And so I was like, well, this will be easy, because I don't have a lot, so I'll just pick the pack that has, you know, the one I am missing the most heroes from. And I had 7 heroes from the first pack and 5 from the other 3. So I still had to make a hard decision about which pack I chose. I got some cool stuff.
I like to play different things, so I have fun with it.
Yeah, me too. I just had to figure out, like, I know, I feel like I want to play support, but I, in the past anyway, was better with tanks, but I don't want to be relied on for being the tank, and so, yeah, it was some decisions. But now they have some more flex heroes, that helped. You know, a couple of them had variants, so I didn't have to choose which one in that case. Legendary mount, I got this white wolf.
Is it the Horde Direwolf? I want him.
Oh my god, he's so fucking cool.
He's so pretty. I want him.
And then I got the skins. I got a couple of the steampunky looking ones, and I switched all my heroes to those because I like those. I think that's really nifty. If you could get a whole team of like those steampunky skins going. But my two favorites were one's from a hero I never play, but holy cow, I got the pajama skin for Lost Vikings.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
It is freaking adorable. Like, I'm going to have to buckle down and play some Vikings, because it's just lots of clicky multitasking. I know I can. I did like it when I played it, but it was like, I was scared not being good enough, I guess. So the other thing.
I'm so jealous, because I got the Direwolf, but I want the Horde Direwolf, because he's got the Horde symbol on his forehead, and he's all white, and I want him so
bad. I don't care about the Horde things. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing I've spent diamonds on, is I got myself an Alliance banner, which people always yell at me for when it goes down, like, we don't have a filthy Alliance in here. But anyway, my super favorite, made it worth everything and all the, you know, crappy boxes, was I got Chromie's blue genie skin.
I'm excited because I got the pink genie one, and that was the one I wanted. That's hilarious that we got the genie skins we wanted. I got the pink genie, the dreamy genie, and she's so cute.
Yeah, so just when I've been playing her. I've been having trouble. Well, I don't have enough friends to play with at the right times of day, for one. And they've got this Nexus challenge, and I really want to complete it. You have to play 5 games with a friend, but it could be versus AI, quick match, unranked, ranked, and you get the Arachi hover cycle, and you get it in Azure, and Crimson, and Slipstream, and Spectre, and Cyber. You get the Oni spray, the Oni Genji war banner, the Oni Genji portrait. And you get stuff in Overwatch. You get the Oni Genji skin spray and icon. So I really want to complete this challenge. I did get in with some friends. Someone friended me in order to help me with the challenge, because when I got into a quick match with them, and then the game shit the bed. Like,
the servers were so jacked for the first few days. It was so bad. It's been better today and yesterday, but it was rough.
And then it couldn't even get me back in the game. And it said I had been dropped, but it wouldn't let me exit without, like, I could exit to, it was the weirdest thing, I could exit to adjust my settings, I could exit to, like, only these two menus in the whole game, or just shut it down. Like, there was no in or out of the match or going back to play from there. So that was all fucking broken, so I didn't have anything I could do. I had to shut the game down, and I went back in. I went in Battle.net, and the guy who fretted me, I apologized. I told him, you know, I had lagged out. And I got a deserter nerf. Like, really? Son of a bitch. So then I had to play a quick match with deserters.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, and I got rid of my, nerf, but it was a horrible match, and I lagged out during that one too. I missed like a third of it. At least it got me back in, but it was, you know, my bot died a bunch of times while I was gone, and yeah, so I've been having trouble ever since then. It seems I'm not on the same time as all my Battle.net friends, and so hit me up if you want to play sometime. So let me know so I can plan it out there.
Yeah, and one of the other things I got, too, I forgot to mention, is I play Uther a lot. He's one of my favorite healers, and I got 4 out of his 5 voice lines now, which is cool.
Excellent.
Because he's got one where he says, "Nice try," and it's all, like, paladin-y, and I love it.
I had gotten one. I want to try and find, you know, people who data mine the sound files. I had gotten one's Never Duel in Amazon, and, like, I want to get that sound file for our Diana episode.
I did get a really good voice line for Sergeant Hammer, too, and I like her a lot. I think I got, and then I got one of ETC's, which is always nice, because I love ETC, and I love Falstad, so I got another one for him. And
I got some Brightwing ones, and they weren't anywhere near as good as the ones that are already built in.
To be fair, I find Brightwing to be incredibly obnoxious, and I can't stand playing that hero because I get so tired of hearing her little voice. I'm a terrible person, but she drives me nuts. I know it sounds terrible.
It's okay. I understand, but I love her just twisted, joyfully killing things.
That's
lines.
True.
Like, the first time I was playing her, Rob was sitting here next to me, and he's hearing this, like, I'm going to eat your insides. And, like, he was just looking at me with this horror, like, what is that?
The one thing I like that I got, too, that I forgot to mention, the sprays that I got. I got the stylized ones. I got the paper Rhaegar, which is the little kitty cat, or it's a little wolf form. It's so cute. That's the one I have equipped, and I just run around and spray little wolfy Rhaegar.
I don't even know how to do that, and
you
I don't think
T.
I'm gonna
you go into the
be
game,
using it.
And you press T, and it sprays the ground.
Yeah.
I just
it's not the kind of thing I think I'm going to be using. The emojis are freaking awesome.
I got a lot of really
great emojis.
Yeah, I do too. I got, so out of the ones I got that I was really excited is I got Ariel, I got some Sonya, and you know, I love Barbarians, so I love Red Sonya. So of course, I enjoy that. I got Lucio, I got some Gazlo, I got both of the Ragnaros packs, I got a Taronda pack, and I got an Uther pack, and so
I was pretty happy. Oh, that's another cool skin I got. I got that circusy Gazlo one.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff. I just think it makes the game more fun, and it, like I said, it's got that collection, and it just feels good to, like, get presents more often, you know? And it makes the character progression in the game. It makes me feel like, as a player, as I'm progressing, I feel really good about it. It makes me feel really good. I like that. So, I'm definitely happy with the changes. I definitely plan on playing more heroes. I have limited game time, though, because it's so much. There's so much I want to play. That's why I definitely wanted to mention that I have really been playing a lot of Hearthstone. And what I really am enjoying, just to switch gears a little bit, one of the things I'm really enjoying... Oh, before we switch gears, though, remember to play the Brawl every week, because you get... when you play the Brawl, you get loot chests for playing the Brawl and Heroes. So always do that. Get yourself some extra loot boxes. Woohoo, fun times. Now, Hearthstone. One of the things I'm really enjoying about Un'Goro is it got me to play a classes that I haven't played before. I had 3 wins as Warrior before I started Un'Goro. And I am playing pretty much, I'm maining Warrior. I had a few wins with Rogue, but I'm maining Warrior and Rogue right now. Those are the decks that I'm going to more often than any other. So I have been really happy with this latest set of cards. I feel like I'm playing a different style than I normally play, but I felt like it was very accessible. Like, I didn't feel like I was having a hard time learning how to play these decks. I just am really enjoying where Hearthstone is right now. I feel like it's really fun, and I'm not playing against pirates that whoop my ass every day.
Well, that's really good. I think a lot of people are enjoying how long the meta is taking to sort out and having more classes that are competitive. I'm even hearing a lot about it, but I haven't put in any time in Hearthstone.
But yeah, that's what I agree. I agree. It's not like instantly everybody's identified the OP decks and we're already slamming our heads against them. I don't feel like there's going to be one type that wins this meta either. I feel like there's different styles that have potential to do well. And I think that's when a card game does best, when there are those different options and you're not being stuck in one lane of, you know, like I feel like a little bit towards the end of the last set, it was just like, okay, if you're not playing pirates, you're getting your ass handed to you every other game. And that was frustrating. So I do like that. And I like to play play different decks. I like to play different cards. I like to play cards that I think are fun. They may not be the best deck out there, but I like to have decks that are based on winning combos, but then also have my own flavor in them. And I feel like this set allows me to do that more than the last few sets have been able to.
Well, that's, yeah, I agree. That's really great. Like, 100%. I like to throw in just something crazy sometimes. Like, I think I've always had a Deathwing in some deck ever since I got Deathwing, just to, you know, the other person on the other side of that board is like, what the hell?
Yeah, but, like, that's your flavor. That's a card that you enjoy. You know, there are cards that I really like. Like, when I play my Hunter decks, I like to put Knuckles in because I opened Knuckles' last card set, and I really like the card. And granted, he's not really getting a lot of play, but he's not a bad card. He has functionality, and I get to rock him in my deck. And it's kind of fun when he's the reason that I do well, and I'm like, yeah, go freaking A, Knuckles. Yeah, you are awesome.
And that I just think what I like fun. About Deathwing is it's like the closest card we have to just table flip.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when I used to play Magic the Gathering, and I used to play, there was Wrath of God, and then there was Damnation, which is like a different board clear cards, and every time those cards got played, it was like the other person would get pissed, because it's like everything gets reset, you know? And you're like, God damn it! Yeah.
Did you watch Doctor Who, by the way?
I did not. I should have, though. I've seen some, but not. I'm not a... I don't judge Whovians. I just happen to not really... I haven't had access to it, I guess, is part of the problem.
Mm.
I've enjoyed what I've seen of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, new one's out. We were excited. We watched it. And just the table flip comment reminded me of something that happens that I won't spoil.
I should check it out. Where do you watch it these days?
BBC America.
Yeah, but is there a way to stream it? That's the problem. I need to be able to stream things.
I checked their site. I don't know how long it takes to become available.
I should double check. Oh my gosh, how have I not been mentioning that? RuPaul's Drag Race has been in full swing, and I have been consumed. I have been watching. There's the main show, which is RuPaul's Drag Race, which comes on. It's on VH1 now instead of Logo, which is great because it's getting more exposure. And then you have The Untucked, which comes out on YouTube on Saturday mornings, which is like the when the judges are deliberating. Is that the word I'm thinking of? Is that the right word? Is that, like, why am
it
I having a word?
It seems like the right word. You're questioning your words an awful lot today, but you seem
I know.
To be
it's like I don't know how to word. Fine. I don't know how to word today.
No, you do. You just have doubt for
Yeah, you know what? I slept a lot yesterday. Like, I slept many extra hours of nap time, and then today I slept in, so maybe my brain is like, I've had too much sleep, and now I don't know how to function because I've been sleeping too much. How dare you be well-rested? But when the judges are deliberating, the queens are out back, are in back, like, having a cocktail and arguing with each other, and that's, like, somewhere where the magic of the show comes from. They don't always argue. Sometimes they're, like, pep-talking each other, and I don't know. And then I watch a show that is a YouTube series that I found of some cool kids called Movie Bitches, and they do reviews of movies and stuff, but they do a review of each episode, so then I have to watch that. And then I have to watch Raja and Raven do the RuPaul's Drag Race fashion photo review, which is where they talk about the style that was worn on the runway for the episode. And then I have to watch The Pit Stop, which is with Raja and a guest, where they talk about what happened in the episode. And then I watch a different one that's like a quick recap of the show. And so then I was like, I literally... In, like, one episode of Drag Race actually equals, like, seven different things that I watch. I love it, though. I love it. It's so fun. And I'm really excited because this season, and it's not really a spoiler because people knew about it going into it when we had to meet the queens, but this time was the first time that somebody who was an out trans woman is competing on RuPaul's Drag Race was out at the beginning. There have been people that have come out during the show or during the recording, but this one is Peppermint, and she was an out trans woman before coming onto the show. And so she was talking about it, and I'm glad that it finally came out in the last episode where they actually talked about it a little bit, because I think that's really cool. I think that's an aspect of... Because there's a lot of confusion. People are like, okay, well, you're a drag queen, you dress like a woman, but you... And then there's drag queens that are... who identify as women, who also dress up in drag and having that understanding and that confusion between what those different things are. It was kind of interesting. So I'm really glad that there's that representation on the show this season. I think that's a great thing to have on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really a good place to introduce the dialogue for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's because it's one of those, you know, in this show, I've been joking that this season feels like it is like totally group therapy. Like every episode, it's like, and here's my disorder, or here's my challenge, or here's the thing that I've struggled with. And you know what? That's okay. Like, I like that that's what they're talking about, because I do think that there's conversations happening. And then I like the fact that it's on VH1 and not Logo, so that hopefully some of these conversations can get out there. My animals are also agreeing with me that this is also a good conversation to have. Good Lord. But you know, we had our episode where we talked about word use. Oh my God, hold on. I know, they're like freaking out. They never do that. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm getting a package delivered. I don't know. But I wanted to just, oh my Jesus. They are like guard dogging it up right now.
Maybe you're being swatted. No, sorry. My son,
I know, I'm like, somebody about to bust through my friggin' door right now? Oh my God! There's literally a doorbell now. Hold on.
Alright. Well, so, Jen's gonna get that. Rather than having to worry about editing it, I guess we'll get back to that conversation in a minute. I am looking forward to trying to schedule playing more Left 4 Dead 2 this week. When I played a part-time gamers for YouTube, it, like, Sean had computer trouble and the video was terrible, but he's gotten some equipment to straighten that out, and I'm happy we have to redo it, because I don't know that I would have other people that are interested in that game, and I had definitely a great time with Zach and Sean, so I'm actually looking forward to it again, which is, I don't know, it's weird, because this is really my first FPS that I have enjoyed to such a great extent.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I just
I got a check.
Woo! It was
sent certified mail. And it was a check.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand what it's from, but I guess I will double check it. that's so cool.
Yeah. So,
I wanted to
What else?
Oh, yeah. Before we go to that, I just wanted to piggyback the end of the RuPaul's Drag Race conversation, because it reminded me of a conversation I had with my mom last week. So a couple episodes back when we talked about words and PC terms and, you know, kind of, we talked about Saga being sexual, sexuality and gender acceptance and using that terminology. You know, my mom was trying to talk about it. She's like, there's this thing that's like a, and she was, like, trying to go through the letters, and I was like, isn't that ridiculous? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I just want to not say the wrong thing. And I said, well, you know, there's those of us in the movement that are really pushing for the use of the term SAGA, which means sexuality and gender acceptance. And she's like, that's amazing. Can we use that? Can I use that? Like, yes, that is much better. And she's like, that's so much easier, and it's so, it counts everybody, because she works at a high school, and so, you know, she encounters a lot of that, because that's a time when, you know, kids come out, or they're wanting to come out, or they're looking for that security. So anyway, I just thought that was really interesting, and just more feedback on SAGA being a really awesome term that hopefully people can start to use more.
Great. Great, great, great. Yeah, we had a lot of good feedback on that episode.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
I was afraid we were going to get, like, some hate, or, like, somebody was going to send it to Blossom and it was going to, you know, explode at us or something.
I got a lot of good feedback, too. A lot of great conversation. That was a really fun episode to record, too, because I felt like I got to just clear the air on some feelings that I had, too. So I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. So anyone else who wants to engage us in conversation, please chime in. You can email us at geekgirls@gmail.com, or you can call us at 508-474-5577. You can leave voicemail there if one of us doesn't pick up, and, you know, we'll play it. If you give us permission, maybe we'll play it on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you anticipating right now, Jen?
Oh, my God. So much D&D, apparently. Hooray! Oh, well, I guess Pathfinder and D&D now, but that's going to be fun. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I plan on seeing that this weekend. I am excited. I will also be watching Handmaid's Tale and American Gods, so it looks like it's going to be TV and movie and D&D for me, I guess. Hooray!
Hooray! Well, as I mentioned, of course, comic book day. I saw the first episode of American Gods. I did sign up for Stars just to get that, and it was worth it. And I watched it more and again. And I hope that a lot of people did what I did and, like, got Stars to get it, because I still feel like it's a specific audience. I do have a little concern after watching the first one that they're so true to the books that I'm worried that mainstream won't attach to the characters the way they need to for it to succeed on television, even though it's really good. But I guess we'll see. What else? D&D, of course. Loving the D&D. Gotham is back, and I missed last week's episode because Spectrum sucks. I have way more problems with them than I ever did when they were just Time Warner Cable. And they... So we missed one, but then it apparently recorded later, so I can catch up on those tonight. I went to watch The Magicians, and it had taken all my DVR recordings, because we were behind, because we were, like, watching True Blood instead every night, and they all had the same date on them. So I can't tell which ones, you know, we saw and didn't see, because, well, the fault of the show is their descriptions, their summaries are terrible. But anyway, I'll be digging through and trying to figure out where the hell I am in my TV watching.
I have to say, I have been enjoying D&D now that I can actually successfully cast spells at things.
Yes, and I can change form, so that's good.
Yeah, we no longer die to itty-bitty house cats. The first week was a little rough. We're like, we're level one and I can't roll a die to fucking do anything.
I can't heal you. I need a nap first, damn it.
Oh, it was really good times, though. I've been having a lot of fun with it, and I'm excited to go through the campaign. And I have a friend who went through the campaign, or the man friend went through the campaign, and he's like, oh, it's a fun campaign. I'm like, good, shut up, no spoilers. I'm like, great, don't tell me anything. Oh, gosh. Well, I have to say that, remember, we are wholly and entirely supported by our patrons. We love our patrons so much. We appreciate all the feedback that you guys share with us. We enjoy you hanging out in the Slack and the Discord with us and playing games with us and just messaging us and letting us know what you think of the episodes. I love and appreciate all of you guys. If you're not yet a patron, you want to become one, really easy. Go to patreon.com/grills. Become a patron today and you get cool stuff. And that's cool. You get a free game code. That's cool. So, yeah, do that. Also, if you don't have extra monies to spare, iTunes reviews are awesome. We love them. They help us in our rankings. And you can do that at iTunes. So please help us how you can. We appreciate it.
Oh, and another thing I want to mention is in an upcoming episode, we are going to have a online comic artist from the UK on. And he is going to do a piece of original art that we will be able to give away. So we'd also love your ideas about, you know, what kind of contest? How do you want to qualify? Do you want us to ask you trivia? Who knows? Oh, what's the name of the comic?
Oh, gosh, brain freezing.
Darn
brain
it.
Freezing. Oh, man. And I can't open it fast enough. Oh, I'm so annoyed right now.
Like, really, why am I here? And I'm going to turn on Twitter, and it's going to be my account, another girl's account, which is where I talk to him. It's not good.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go crazy right now. I'm going crazy. Ghost Boy World.
Look for him. He's on Instagram and on the interwebs. And it's really cool art. Really, it is fun. Worth going to check out. Like, I don't know. Rob said it looks like, for some reason it reminds him of Rugrats, where it reminds me of more like Don't Starve Together and Ed Gorey. So
yeah, me totally too. I'm kind of with you.
Cool shit worth checking out. So where can people find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at The Jen Says, and I have been streaming. I did do a little bit of Heroes streaming the other night. at twitch.tv/thegenplays. So check that out too. And we should be seeing a little bit more streaming here and there as I have time to fit it in.
All right. And you can find me on the net at on Twitter and Twitch at 9 of 12, and hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast as well. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG.
GG.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.